This is KUT. Residents of a mobile home park in north central Austin are not happy with their management company. They say they've faced poor living conditions since the company took over, and they want to prevent it from buying other mobile home parks. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
On Friday afternoon, a few dozen protesters gathered in downtown Austin, dressed in makeshift graduation caps and gowns. They marched down East 5th Street, making their way into the lobby of the Westin Hotel.
I say housing, you say justice! Housing!
Justice!
Housing! Justice!
Justice!
I say housing!
The demonstrators were protesting a class being held by the Colorado-based Mobile Home University, hence the graduation gear. The company promises to teach people how to invest in mobile home parks. None of the people attending the class were willing to talk to me on tape. Mobile Home University's website calls affordable housing the, quote, hottest arena in commercial real estate right now. The company that hosts these classes, RV Horizons, has invested in property in Austin. In 2015, they bought the North Lamar Community Mobile Home Park. That's where protester Jennifer Salazar has lived for about 10 years. She says residents have faced rising rents, lack security, and overall mismanagement since the property was sold, and that led them to form a neighborhood association and file a lawsuit against their new landlords.
It's just very ironic that they would want to teach their business, if that's what you want to call it, to other individuals who would be abusing their community the same way that they are.
Mobile Home University didn't disclose the specific time or location of their Austin event to us, but here's a sample of some of the advice offered on their Mobile Home Park Mastery podcast.
Other sectors. Now, what kind of rate of return can you get on a mobile home park? Typically, you're shooting for about a 20% cash-on-cash return.
That's a recording of MHU co-founder Frank Rolfe. He was surprised to learn about the protests planned around his company's event and called the effort misguided.
I mean, the mobile home park industry is extremely misunderstood, which is evidenced by the fact you're calling me and people would protest an event that just educates people on the industry, which makes no sense.
Rolfe says when his company bought the North Lamar Park, it was in bad shape. He says they raised the monthly rent from about $390 to $450 to keep pace with rising operating costs. Residents say other fees were also tacked on to their monthly bills. Still, Rolfe says if it weren't for investors like him, many mobile home communities would probably be redeveloped into something more expensive. Mobile Home University holds about 8 training sessions a year across the U.S. Rolfe estimates that about 25% of the people who attend end up investing. Saida Hassan, KUT News.